Legacy this weekend, starting today, July 4th through Sunday, July 6th, and that'll be each of those days from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. It's spanning from Malcolm X Boulevard to Marcus Garvey Boulevard on Fulton Street. The festival has expanded since the start from an event for community members interested in the Black Power movement and African cultural heritage to a weekend extravaganza, attracting people from the wider metropolitan New York area to enjoy food, dance, fashion, live music, arts and crafts, children's programming representing Africa and the diaspora. And we have Lumumba, who has been involved with it for a very long time, here to talk a little bit about it. What involvement have you had with the festival?
Well, I'm what's commonly known in the circles of the International African Arts Festival as the East Child. For those who aren't familiar with the history, the International African Arts Festival comes out of an effort, an initiative developed by an organization back in the late 60s, early 70s called the East. The festival grew out of a graduation ceremony for the first Black independent school in central Brooklyn.
Okay.
Started on 10 Claver Place, which was the location of the East at that particular time that housed the school as well as other African cultural centered events, and from there expanded to a couple blocks north of 10 Claver Place, eventually inside of Boys and Girls High School field, eventually into the larger field, eventually outside into the whole street, and now we're back on the street.
Taking over the blocks. So it's definitely been growing over the years. What would you say the significance of the festival is?
Well, I mean, the significance of the festival has definitely been impacted not only throughout New York City, but throughout the country. The festival was the first of its kind to combine a couple of major components of African people, African culture, that being entertainment with the exhibiting of arts and crafts, of selling goods. And thus you had the outgrowth of some other events like the Black Arts Festival, the Black Expo, Kwanzaa Expo. All of these events came after the International African Arts Festival, after it became popularized. So we'd like to credit ourselves for setting that trend. This is our 32nd year.
Wow, congratulations. And like you were saying, it's not only a festival where there's arts. You've inspired other outgrowths within the community. Can you talk about the symposium that goes on every
year? Sure. Every year, the National Association of Kawaita Organizations, which is founded by Dr. Malena Ron Karenga, and it's a chapter actually here in New York, puts on a symposium, and it's an opportunity for members of our community to engage in dialogue around a number of issues, everything from African spirituality to African health, to issues of political prisoners, police brutality. So again, we're trying to make sure that people have the opportunity not just to just socialize and mingle, but to build and to share information and to develop.
Okay. And you grew up with the festival. How involved is the youth within the community for
the
festival?
You know, I mean, the festival would not happen without young folks. I mean, recognize that when it first begun, you know, my father was one of the founding members, and he was a little younger than me at that particular time. So, I mean, it grew out of a youth movement, so to speak, and the founders of it, their children are now operating the festival, so it has been handed over, and it is something that very much requires youthful energy, requires youthful input, and it's been a family kind of affair for some years now.
That's great. So there's also a youth talent search contest?
There's a youth talent search contest. It's very historic. There have been a number of people who've come through there who have won the talent search contest and moved on. We have Sister Dwana Smallwood, who won the talent search in the early 90s and now is the lead dancer for the Alvin Ailey Dance Company.
Okay.
Their main dance company, in fact. Comedian Phyllis Yvonne Stickney won the talent search, and, you know, she went on to do the Apollo and is now in movies all over the place.
Right.
And a number of other people. So, I mean, the talent search is something that, you know, is not necessarily to be frowned at as one of those regular everyday things, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, we don't have the Apollo kind of thing where, you know, booing is not allowed.
Okay.
You know, it's we all sharing, we're all supporting people, but if you like them, you support them a lot more.
You know. Clap a little bit louder. Yeah. But it's not only supporting youth in arts and culture, it also is supporting education. Can you talk a little bit about the scholarships that come out of?
Sure. One of the things that we try to make sure happens is that we address the issue of education in our communities and people having access to quality education when it actually is the lack of support, resources to do so. So each year, scholarships are given to a number of individuals on the high school level, collegiate level, and those graduating junior high school going to high school. It is not major amounts, ranges anywhere from $1,500 to $1,000 to $750 to $500 per student.
But every little bit helps.
Believe me, from somebody who's gotten a $500 scholarship, I'm like, what is this going to do? And then you get to school and you're like, oh.
And with the CUNY tuition increases, that amount of money could really make the difference for someone.
It sure can. It really can.
Right. And so as I was looking at the website, and you can and give us the website for people who want to check it out, don't only check it out on the web, but definitely go over there. Can you talk a little bit about the idea of cooperative economics and economic empowerment that also takes place within the festival?
Yeah, the marketplace that exists there is something that is part of African tradition. Wherever you find African people on this globe, you find marketplaces. It's just who we are. So we try to support that notion of who African people are in this festival here. And for those of you who have not experienced the festival, it is almost as if you are transformed. It's almost as if there's a bubble that's placed over Bedford-Stuyvesant for a few days. It becomes a very communal village. It becomes a new place, and you are surrounded by all kinds of creative forms of expression, everything from entertainment to people actually sharing and selling their forms of creativity through the arts, through you know, crafts, through jewelry making, all kinds of things. And it's quality stuff, very, very, you know, specific thing.
And it just also, this is Kat, just creates such a nice energy. I live right on the block where the street festival is, and it is just to walk out my door and see so many beautiful people and smell such nice smells and just see the sun. It's just, I can't even tell you how glorious. Lumumba, I have two questions. One, what's the theme of the festival last year? Last year it was change is growth?
I believe so. You gotta, you know, Barry, my memory isn't that great. But this year is Nduka, life is most precious. Each year there's a different theme that we run with, and I can't tell you how the themes come up because that's secret.
People ask that
every year. I was like, how do you do? You know, it just happens.
Last year I was really feeling it. It was Kachili, change is growth. Right. I remember so clearly, and it was really...
But just what we were talking about earlier with talking about the INS and detentions and all the drama that's been going on with the increased militarization of the United States, I think that that is a very appropriate theme. You know, life is precious. All of our lives are precious. And definitely come out to Brooklyn today to celebrate life. And does it usually fall on the weekend of the 4th
we
of July?
We always make sure it falls on the weekend of the 4th of July.
And why is
it's
that?
Not by mistake. It's to give our people, you know, an opportunity to have an alternative. You know, the 4th of July weekend is something that has been institutionalized in this country. I mean, that's just what it is. And our people are, you know, folks who participate in it, and not necessarily for the purpose of celebrating this supposedly independence, but for, as an opportunity for people to become communal, to celebrate their family, to celebrate friends, and get together, cook, enjoy, have a good time. And we actually support that. But we want that to be done on our terms. We want that to be done in the proper context. So we would like people to come and celebrate themselves, celebrate being African, celebrate our history, celebrate our legacy, celebrate our future at the festival.
Can you, we have to wrap up, unfortunately. Can you give the contact information? But the more pressing question is, can I get a parking permit so I can drive off my block when I get home?
Well, let's go with the question that can be answered. For more information, you can go to the festival website, www.iaafestival.com. You can call the festival office at 718-638-6700. Please make sure you come out this year. It is free. You know, people have been complaining through the past years, oh, it's $7, da, 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 da. I'm like, you know, it's less than a movie. The movie's over in 2 hours.
Right.
You can, for $7, you can stay here the whole day, go home, come back, you know, and see quality performances, all of that. Well, now you have the same thing, only it is free.
It's free.
And we want you to come out and support it. We want to send a message that we are appreciating our own existence. We are appreciating our culture. And we're going to be around for a while. You know, 32 years, and we're going to be here.
It's a lot of work. Thanks for taking the time out to come with us, because we know it's starting today.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to encourage everyone to go.
Yeah.
And I'm
going
to be leaving right from here to the street festival. We have to wrap up, sadly. Our engineer today was Ife, and your host today has been me, Kat Aaron.
And Saki.
And
Kat did the music today. Big up to Kat.
And the show, as always, is a production of the SVP Rise Up Radio Collective.
Right. Next week, we'll be talking about young people and the struggle for Palestinian freedom with, as always, the latest youth news and the best of political hip-hop. Student Voices for Peace, Rise Up Radio, is a collective radio show by and for New York City youth. You can call us at 212-209-2948 or check us out on our website, www.studentvoicesforpeace.org.
Or at the BAI website, and I'm going to rush through this last statement, but in honor of this quote-unquote Independence Day, and to all the people who think that the youth don't study our history, we're going to go out to Dick Gregory with an excerpt from a speech that he gave at Kent State. This is Rise Up Radio. Thank you for listening. We out.
It's a good history book. Read about American history. Read about the founding fathers. Say they came to these shores and discovered a country that was already occupied. When the hell are you going to discover something that somebody else owned and not be a gangster? It's like I walk out of here today and you and your lady sitting in your brand new automobile. I say, ooh, that sure is a beautiful automobile. I think I'll discover it. Take it home with me and tell my wife and loved ones and friends I discovered this beautiful automobile. My kid said, well, Daddy, was anyone in it? Said, yeah, it was a car full of folks. So he said, well, where are they not? Said, I have them happily living up on a reservation. Read about the founding fathers. Nothing that happens today would upset you. It's in there. Say they landed at the Plymouth Rock and shot and murdered their way all the way across to California. And what happened at Kent? Surprise, Lou? We haven't read your history. You realize how many people he wiped out across this country to put these colleges and institutions, check back and find out what was here before these buildings was here. And find out what means he used to get people off these lands to build what he wanted to build. And you'd be surprised how many people have died on these very spots.
The 32nd Annual International African Arts Festival returns to Central Brooklyn from Friday, July 4th through Sunday, July 6th, with lots of familiar treats and a few surprises. The festival preserves and perpetuates the traditions and culture of the African diaspora and brings together those who have long cherished it as a uniquely warm and safe environment in which to enjoy the music, dance, art, craft, flavors, colors, laughter, and love of the African family and visitors from across the globe. For further information about the 32nd Annual International African Arts Festival, visit the website at www.iaafestival.com or call 718-638-6700. That's 718-638-6700. And be sure to stop by the WBAI table to meet staff and volunteers.